Bonnaroo, the annual four-day music festival in Tennessee, has become a mainstay on the festival route since it began in 2002. And now the founders of that groundbreaking festival are coming to Phoenix. Yesterday, Phoenix Mayor Greg Stanton and Councilwoman Laura Pastor joined Rick Farman, the co-founder of Superfly, the company that created Bonnaroo and other festivals, like San Francisco's Outside Lands Music Festival, to announce the birth of the Lost Lake Festival. Next October, more than 40 musical acts and the best in the local culinary and art scenes will converge on Steele Indian School Park in Midtown Phoenix to launch the first installation of the Lost Lake Festival. I spoke with Farman at the festival announcement yesterday.
It's been a few years that we've been interested in creating something in Phoenix. You know, we have some friends that are here locally and who have been telling us about all the amazing things that are going on in the city, about all of the entrepreneurial development, about the art scene that's really evolving here. And, you know, as we started to look at the opportunity, it became, you know, clear to us that between what's here with the community, between the population size, between the student population, that this would be a place that would be really ripe and receptive to what we at Superfly do.
And also, it sounds like it's the right time in Phoenix. You've been watching things change?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, you can just tell that this is a city on the rise. This is a region on the rise. I think both from a demographic standpoint, from an economic standpoint, you're just seeing what you're seeing in some other major urban areas where there's a real renewal of pride in city and pride in civic engagement and pride in celebrating culture and community. And that's what we do. That's what the mission of our company is. And so it just seemed to be a really natural fit.
And this isn't just going to be music, though, right? This is multifaceted.
Yeah, absolutely. Music is a big part of it, because music is a great thing that brings people together, but so does food and drink. You know, the culinary aspect will be really big for us. Art is also something that we feel like will be a great thing to bring people together with and really have a showcase for the region's amazing artists. And then, you know, one that we think is really particular to this space is the game side. Phoenix is a sporting town. It's a place that really supports their sports teams, and at the same time, it's a place where people really get out and do things and are very active. And so we want to bring elements of that into our event, the fun, the sporting, you know, fun nature. That's something we want to have shine through in our event as well.
So I wonder, talk a little bit about at some of these other festivals, when you really make them unique to that city, and what it is that you might be planning here in Phoenix to make this a uniquely Phoenix festival.
Sure. Well, you know, there's a couple of basic things that we do around our branding. The Lost Lake name, the imagery around it, you know, the brand we think from the beginning is going to be a uniquely Phoenix brand. As we kind of go off into the various aspects of the event, we usually focus on things like stage names. You know, we typically don't do sponsorships and things like that on our stages. And if we do, we'll integrate it in a way that still enables us to be very representative of the neighborhoods and the locations that are important around here. And then, you know, a big aspect is really bringing all the artisans, the food makers, the artists, to help create what the experience is through this event. So that all of those things combined, because those things really have this value of living on afterwards. You know, when you go to a restaurant that you discovered at the festival that you went to, that's really connective. And so those are the kind of things that we're really going to be looking to do.
Okay. And you may not have audience estimation numbers at this point, but your festivals tend to grow to very large numbers,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, we do large scale events. We're going to start off modestly here. You know, every market is different. Every event has its own life cycle and curve to building it. We feel like this is a great place for us to get, you know, some things going. But, you know, we think over time we will have a very large event here.
And what kind of economic impact do they normally have?
Well, tens of millions of dollars typically, you know, is what these things generate. And the really interesting thing about them, as opposed to, say, you know, a big sporting event that may, like a Super Bowl or a Final Four or something like that, this is happening annually. So you're getting that economic impact year after year. And it really enables people to invest in it and plan by it and you know, really figure out ways that they can leverage this influx of activity coming into the city to benefit their business or their enterprise.
All right, Rick Farman, co-founder of Superfly, thanks so much for speaking with me today.
Great, thank you.